It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2067, recorded Thursday, November 20th, 2025. Makes no sense. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has some gadgets to help you clean up. We have a what the heck is it gadget, and I have another craft gadget coming at you. All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the Singdom Show with Dickie D and OMG Chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, under pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, the leader of the gadgets, Dick DiBartolo. How are you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing good.
Excellent.
It has been a crazy week for me. I had a friend come in from Canada, and we went all over.
He's still talking to us?
Yes, exactly. He was like, yes, exactly, right? Luckily, he's not very political, so that wasn't really discussed, which was good. Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. We went to, have you heard of the Warped Tour? Warped Tour? No?
You know, it rings a bell.
What it's kind of an older rock tour. It's like heavy metal. There's a lot of kind of like mosh pits, and I don't know. It's not quite my cup of tea. But they brought it back, so it was kind of classic tour that was kind of shut down, and this is a year that they're bringing it all back, and so it was here in Orlando. So we went to that. It's a music festival, so there's multiple stages all around. It's outside of this big stadium. And you show up, and it's over 2 days. You show up, say, like, noon, and you're kind of expected to stay until, like, 2 a.m. So, and you can't leave and re-enter. So
you cannot leave?
No, no.
You can leave, but you can't leave.
You can't re-enter. Yeah, you can leave, but you can't go back in. So there's tons of food and you know, there's lots of vendors. It's like a whole fair almost, but then all, you know, it's a musical festival. So it's all the festival stuff and then also all of the music. It was a ton of fun. It was absolutely so much activity, so much to do. I feel like my legs still feel tired from like walking around and like, oh, who's playing over here? Okay, let's run over there. It was a ton of fun. It was a ton of fun. So it has a reputation for crowd surfing. I was unaware of this at the time that we went. I must have seen 300 people crowd surfing. Okay, I had to help, otherwise, you know, disaster would happen.
Yes,
you know, you
yes.
have to help. Oh my gosh, you know, 30, 40 times. So yeah, it was kind of a fun. It was a very fun event. It was very high energy the entire time. So yeah, it was a ton of fun. So that's what I got up to this last weekend with some friends in town. So, but yeah, here's
I had a way quieter weekend. Dennis and I went to a book signing, and I just put up the link to the book.
Here it is.
That Leslie Day wrote. It's The River, a Hudson Memoir, and it's all about the marina. She was three boats down from me. And where the event was held, if you go to the next picture, is...
Oh, sorry, here.
The next actual shot.
Yeah.
Here. It's Wave Hill. Oh, you went one too far.
Oh, darn it. This one. It's loading. It's still loading. Please load.
Oh my gosh. Oh
there
my
it God. Goes.
Oh, okay. Now you can pay. All right. So it was held at this museum called Wave Hill, which is acres. It was evidently somebody's mansion at one
time. Gorgeous.
And that's the Hudson River there in the background. That's where Leslie's talk was. And then from there, that's Leslie there. And the foreword of the book was written by Captain Ed that I've mentioned several times here on the podcast. And then Jan said, you know, I live right by here. Why don't you stop by my house? So we went to Jan's house, which is in walking distance. And this is the view from the terrace at his house.
Wow.
So that is the Hudson River. And through the bushes, you can see four railroad tracks.
Oh.
And so that is Amtrak and the Hudson River Line. So he has two of my favorite things.
Oh, my God. You were just jealous beyond jealous, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. So Jan, I'll say his whole name and see if it, his name may not ring a bell, but his company will. His name is Jan Vanderland, and he started and owns Kiekerland.
Oh.
Do you know?
Kiekerland? Like,
Kiekerland, I've been showing Kiekerland gadgets.
Gadgets we've always talked about?
Yes, exactly. I put a link to his website there, too. When I first met him, I said, I cannot believe who you are. I have plugged your stuff endlessly on different TV shows. And I just thought I'd do a web search. And it says, the founder of Kiekerland is Jan Vanderland. He established his company in 1992, operating initially from his houseboat on the Hudson River. So he was at the marina. He had a big houseboat, and that's where he was running his company from at the beginning.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. I had a bit of a technical issue with my setup here. But here we go. Here's the website for you, Kiekerland, which, I mean, it's just gadgets.
See, look at that fun mic. If you want to buy a mini USB mic, news, all. Yes, it's all weird stuff. And he started selling stuff invented by his friends, weird stuff invented by his friends. And it became so successful, he now has his own 12 designers, and they design weird stuff in-house. And they have a ton, as you can see by the top of the all the categories of stuff that they make. So it was great. It was just a super day.
Yeah. I can't imagine. That's just absolutely crazy because, yeah, I mean, you have like the source of all gadgets.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
yes, exactly.
Like right there. That's just absolutely insane.
That's exactly right.
That's crazy. I'm still a little bit discombobulated because of the tech issue, but let's head on in to
gadget one. I had finished Pepcom, and Dennis said, "What about the guy that had all those cleaning gadgets? I like that." And I said, "Oh, wait." So I went hunting for it, and I found the one last video from Pepcom about cleaning gadgets and an incredible tool system. This is it.
Okay, I'm color me intrigued.
Hey, do you know about HOTU? You didn't know that HOTU means home tools? Well, I just found that out. But we're going to find out what kind of cool home tools they have here. And that's Scott. So, Scott, give us a quickie look at what's here.
Thanks, Richard. So, one of our newest products is our newest floor care focused cleaning scrubber.
Okay.
A little larger 6-inch head for more coverage on the floor. Adjustable angle.
Okay.
In case I need to, let's say, clean a shower wall, I can flip it, change the angle. Okay. It's got a remote control function built onto the handle, so I can turn it on and turn it off while I'm up.
Is the LED showing the amount of power?
Yes, the LED has a built-in digital display.
Okay.
Shows you your power. It also has adjustable power setting. And then The other cool thing is this product, we have an anti-drop technology. So you can't undo that handle. So it means this won't fall. But if I pop this little collar, now I can remove it.
Okay.
But it protects it from falling in case I'm using it in an extended mode. Here's your scrubbing dishes, washing pots and pans, digital display, okay. Nice, lightweight, handheld for the kitchen.
Okay.
Now I'm moving to the bathroom, grout lines. Okay. I can clean my grout lines in my shower, in my bath, in my kitchen area.
Okay? Let's move on to the tool.
No problem. Really fast. $59, $39 okay. For the handheld.
I like the prices.
We move into our Snap Block precision screwdriver set, which has everything from Allen's to Star Tools to drill bits. And then it has a cool magnetic kit. You pop the electric screwdriver out of the handle, and then your tool accessories are in your little toolkits.
All right, so these are all drills.
Yep, and these are Allen's and screwdriver heads and star bits and a full variety of specialty precision electric tool.
So what does it start at?
So for the whole kit, it's $219.
Are we talking about all of these things?
Yes. Yes.
Is that the way it's sold?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
The whole
yes,
entire
yes,
kit.
Yes.
Is everything out now?
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
This is a lady interrupting us.
Yes, everything's available for sale right now. Just a couple weeks ago, we launched the new Pixel Drive, which is an electric precision but with an OLED display.
Okay.
And I can even adjust my torque settings if I want more precision or if I want more power. Okay, $79, and it comes with a kit of, and this collar, it comes with a kit of all of your tool bits, of 30 bits from Star Tools to Allen's, and it fits together like a camera lens.
Okay.
And a little light. Really, really cool.
Excellent.
That is
And then
is
the lady
really
came
cool.
back and said, can you give me, and I just said, you know what, I'm going to end here. At three different booths. People yeah, just
I almost like wonder like is there a strategy of like putting a big old light on you or like
I think yes maybe
you need, like, a boom
maybe
operator.
They only yes they only respect people who have a ton of a rolling cart of equipment
right
you know
exactly anyway. I am really impressed by all of the tools you know obviously the more expensive ones I was like whoa But those little scrubbers for around those prices, that was really, really cool.
They were. And that last screwdriver, and this thing is really amazing. I think it's too many things.
That's a lot of things.
He said it was 200 and something, but it's like it can do everything.
That's really interesting.
I too was thinking, what a system that is.
Yeah. The thing is that I think I'd really want just the screwdriver part. Like, can, you know?
Yes, and he was incorrect because on Amazon, you can buy that entire set, but then the three pieces are available in
individually.
Separate,
oh,
individually, exactly.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh,
there
yeah,
you
that's,
go. There
that's
you
what
go.
I want. Exactly. I mean, that's really, really cool that if you needed a rotary set or, you know, it's interesting because each of the speeds is different. And that's what this little thing is saying is like you got a really slow RPM for the screwdriver because you don't want it to go too fast. You got a high RPM for the rotary tool and then I guess a medium or variable RPM for the drill.
Yeah.
So I think that's really, really cool. You know, to be able to do that is to have that those three different tools. That's really, really neat. I mean, I'm definitely impressed. I'm really impressed by everything that we saw. And so, yeah, pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad Dennis remembered it because it was pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, oh look, they have one of those package.
Oh
openers.
My gosh! Yes. Snip Zip
had
it first
and now they have
zip,
you know
snip.
It's like that rotary cutter is that thing is so nice a lithium glue gun.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. If you have lithium that you want glued, that's the way to go.
It's pretty funny. Oh, it's only $23.
Wow.
Lithium, the battery, but the, I guess, yeah, hot glue gun for $23. Pretty cool stuff. It is a brand that I had not heard of.
Nor have I.
It makes me want to say how to, but it's Hotu.
Hotu.
Hotu. I look at it and my brain of making too many how-to videos, I'm just like, that's how-to, right? The brand?
Yeah, I think I went up, I think I said, what's how-to? And he said, not how-to.
Yeah, exactly. Very cool. Very cool. High tech. High tech stuff. Very cool.
Okay, it's a What the Heck Is It? Everybody Can Play.
Oh, here it is.
It's another What the Heck Is It? And it's going to be really tricky. This is it.
Wow.
I'll let you see it from there.
Wow.
See it from there.
My first thought is sometimes I like, and because it's electric and a mat, like a heating mat.
I actually think I know what it is, but I'm not going to guess.
I think you have it, Chad.
Oh, that symbol like on the side may have thrown me.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it?
It is the warming tray or mat.
I wouldn't have guessed it except for that thing.
Oh, okay. So now I am seeing it for the first time because I just took it out of the box.
That's cool.
Boy, it's...
This part is for sadists.
Yeah.
It's the sadist.
On one side.
The S&M woman tray. Yeah. Holy cow, it's big.
Is this
what is it for?
Food? Right,
so.
Yeah, what is it for?
That's the question.
Yeah, me too. That's why I bought it.
Who knew that there was such a thing? Comes with an AC cord, okay? And the AC cord goes, I don't know where it goes, but I went through all of the copy points, and this is what this is for. Warming dishes.
Oh.
Defrosting food. Warming milk. I don't even get this. Warming wine.
But they old wine?
It has a warming wine function.
I'm assuming you do.
Weird. I guess you
this
put,
has 14 weird. Temperature levels. You can adjust the temperature from 95 Fahrenheit to 212.
Whoa. Yikes.
Which is boiling.
That's terribly hot.
Advanced full surface technology.
Oh,
full surface technology.
Oh, full surface. Oh.
Heats in 8 seconds. What? Raised feet for ventilation and to protect your table. Made from food grade silicone and big, 15 by 26 inches, and auto shut off, set it for 1/2 hour up to 10 hours. Now, only 86 people reviewed it, but it got 4.9 out of 5 stars. All right, so let me just see if the little control panel lights up. And then that might tell us, and we'll see how fast it does heat. All right. So I guess for heating things, I'm looking where the AC plug. Oh, here it is. Okay.
Seems like the ultimate pet warming pad, you know? It's
AC
like big
power.
Enough for a dog.
All right.
I'd be worried that the dog would touch the buttons and then it'd go up
AC.
To 200.
Yes, make it too hot.
Doodads. Yeah. All right. I hope the panel's lit. That would be good. Oh, okay. Off.
Yeah, the warm milk button. Yes.
Oh, okay. So you set the temperature. How do you do? Oh, okay. Set the temperature. Now, the thing is, how do you get to these different...
Ah, it just shows where you're at.
Oh, these are...
Yes, exactly. And
oh, I see. So these... This is for drying things. This is for defrosting things. Can you see the little dot changing? Mm-hmm. You can. Okay.
Warm wine. I don't get it.
All right, so the only thing I can think of is mulled wine.
Let's get a high temperature, and then we'll feel...
It's like holiday type thing.
That's pretty... you know what?
I'm feeling warm already.
It is. Hot surface, caution, do not touch, do not rinse. All right, so I don't know. Can you see a use for this?
No.
I can't either. Okay, so it says right here, for meats, all your warming needs, okay? So appetizers, there's somebody's keeping milk warm. You could heat your house. You have to buy like 100 of them and wrap your house in it. This is very hot. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. If you have a bad back, you could lie on it.
This is almost the size of my, this is even bigger than my yoga mat. You could, you know, hot yoga, get two of these and you can have a very hot yoga session. That's it.
That's great. So the thing that did come to mind was to use it instead of Sterno. And my parents have set up little Sterno things at Thanksgiving parties and things like that. So, you know, you got your big old tray of, I don't know, sweet potatoes. Put the Pyrex dish just right on that, and
yes,
it'll keep them hot, you know, or whatever it is, mashed potatoes or whatever.
Yeah. And before you go to the Amazon link, tell me what you think it cost.
Ooh. I mean, I'm guessing it's a 60s area is like my thought process. It's like around $60.
Okay, now take a look.
Okay.
I was quite surprised. And that's the reason I bought it.
Okay.
Because it was fun just to see what it was like.
Ah, $26.
It happens to be a Black Friday deal. I think it was $33. Yeah, it was $33 before.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I do and wish that this had a lockout function somehow. Like
it does. And it also it has a child lock.
Oh, cool.
So okay, that they can't accidentally dial a temperature. Yeah. You have to be very careful with the side of the box lists just warning after warning.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. I mean, it is a really, really cool...
No, it's hot, Chad.
Yeah, I guess so. This is a hot gadget.
I have no use for it, but I think it's reasonably priced. And if you give parties and things, and also after I unplugged it, it stayed warm, originally hot for several minutes.
Yeah.
So it retains heat.
So
yeah, someone else said cats would like to nap on it.
Yeah. Seems to Rachel have to pick actually a low has temperature. One in the chat. And then this is the brand that she has. Very similar. Oh.
Very similar, just a tiny bit smaller and even cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So this one's been new. This one has 47 reviews, and they're pretty good. Pretty good. Really interesting. I mean, I could definitely, like, if you are an entertainer and you're bringing out the Sterno thing all the time, I could absolutely see it. Or
yes,
if you're someone who loves to prep a ton of food and needs to...
Some of it hot as you're doing it.
Yeah,
yes.
Like I could see like defrosting a ton of food all at once, you know, because it's so big. And if you have something that's kind of thin, you know, maybe you keep your soups in bags or something. I don't know. You just lay it on there. It does seem like there's a lot of good uses for it.
At Thanksgiving, you're trying to keep the sweet potatoes hot while you're doing something else and the gravy hot.
Yeah, or even just throw the rolls on them. You know, I bought store-bought rolls, throw the rolls on them, they'll be warm. Now everyone will have warm rolls. You know, I don't know.
It's big enough to do all that.
Yeah, very cool. And if that symbol wasn't on it, that heat symbol, I don't think I would have guessed. That was
the
giveaway. I think I... subliminally was like, that's a heating pad. okie dokie. Shall we jump into the next guest?
Yeah, move on with some fun things that I bought. And okay, this is it.
All right, you probably know about Woot.
Woot.
Probably Dennis doesn't. Do you know about Woot? No. Okay. Woot is a division of Amazon, and one of the things they are famous for is Woot shirts. They have hundreds of shirts, and they range from $15 to $32, okay? But the thing is, it's worthwhile signing up for Woot because every few months they have a huge sale, all right? And the sale I got in on was four T-shirts. You could pick from hundreds of them, four for $30, okay? And $7.50 a shirt, pretty much half price. Now, I bought these when it was warmer weather and forgot that I had them. And I thought I'd open them on to the show to see if I liked my choices. I cannot remember anything about any of the shirts. And Chad has the advantage because he stands for his part of the show and you can always see his shirt. I'm sitting usually with the mic in front of me. So I thought I'll show them to you now full. And then as I use them during the year, you'll know what they say. I've never gotten one of these pull tabs to work. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Usually, oh my God, it is going to work. Usually, Amazon puts the label
over the seam all the time.
Oh my God.
See? All right. See, part of me is I cannot resist a sale. So it's possible I bought a couple I wouldn't ordinarily buy. I can tell from this already, I bought this thinking Chad will say, that's a great shirt. So, Chad, let me know if you think.
And it's very Minecraft inspired. You
know,
I like it.
I don't even know what the heck.
Cups of coffee.
They're coffee cups.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cups of coffee.
A health bar.
And old timey.
You're half a cup down.
Pixels.
Oh,
right? Mm-hmm. Right, like 8-bit.
All right. So that's
okay. I knew it was 8-bit.
If Dennis recognizes it as 4 cups of coffee, that's pretty good.
3 cups. Yeah, 2.5 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
Let's see what this is.
Trying first steps for failure.
I like this a lot.
This is
trying
my favorite shirt.
The first step toward failure. I think this is great. Trying the first step toward failure.
That's gonna be great to the gym.
Yeah.
One of my favorites. You know what size it is?
It's
gigantic.
Think if they wore that at like a keynote address, like an Apple keynote.
Just
yes, that's very funny. Yes.
Just shrinking the watch.
Hopefully they will. Oh, this one I like a lot.
Are they 100% cotton?
They are. Oh, they're glidden.
Oh, they're good shirts.
Which is nice. They're nice.
Gildan makes nice shirts.
I can't read that type. Okay, so that's good. Oh, you know what? This one I do remember now that I see it. I kind of like it and see if it reads the way it should. All right.
He's out of patience.
Do you get
patience
it?
Patience is zero.
You don't get it. So my I'm out of patience. That's the battery symbol.
Oh.
And when the battery is all the way down,
I get it.
There's usually a red signal that you're about out. Out of patience. I like this.
I like
a lot.
That too.
I am concerned about how
they're enormous. They're so big.
These are ridiculous. Yeah. I should have gotten medium. I wonder if they're
small.
Or small. No, they're just large. All right, that's 1, 2, 3. Was it 5 for $30 bucks?
Boy, I lucked in.
Holy cow.
This I didn't get, but I think I get it now, but you'll tell me what it is.
All right.
Is this Pac-Man?
This must, you know, this is probably the one where I had to get 5 to get the deal.
Oh, it's circuitry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Pac-Man little Graphic tee.
Is this part of a video game, Chad?
Pac-Man inspired. It looks like they didn't get the actual license.
Okay, that's,
you know?
That's
so true. Those are those little characters. Isn't it?
Yeah, they're a little, yeah. I think these, it's an old video game where these move along or you shoot at them or something. I don't know. Shows you. And the last one. Well, so far I have two that I really like. One I love. I like the battery thing. I like the other one. Trying the first step to a failure.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Lost. It looks like this looks like the Lost Woods National Park.
Lost Woods National Park.
Never heard of it.
Again.
It's like a Halloween shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be a great Halloween shirt. You know, what are they doing? This is medium.
What?
It's like they shifted whatever was handy.
To tell you the truth, the medium looks big.
Boy.
That's what they used to. They actually used to offer a rando shirt.
Okay, Woot, you saw there.
Oh, did they? Oh, maybe that was it.
Amazon, if you're Amazon Prime, anything you buy on Woot is free shipping. And join up. And if you see me wearing these, you'll know from the past what they might look like fully on display. That's it. Some of these suit me to a T.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
I like them.
Thanks to Rachel said she has at least 30 Woot shirts.
Yeah. I bought them definitely early on in the game. And, oh my gosh, I own a lot of Woot shirts, definitely. This is the one that Sims to Rachel just linked. This is the anxiety character from Inside Out 2. That's so funny. This is fine. It's giving the dog in the fire meme.
Oh, that's very funny.
Sipping his coffee. Yeah. Yeah, I think that they have a grab bag, a rando bag. So...
I'm not sure
if you got that one or not.
But that was a heck of a buy.
Yeah. That's all. So that's the thing.
Five of them for $30.
You get some cheap shirts from Woot if you are, looking for the deal. Really cool stuff. Really cool stuff. Okay. Shall we jump
that
into...
That brings us to...
Time to get a little crappy.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's. Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. I went to one of our favorite stores and recorded a video about it. So let's just jump into the video because it kind of explains it all.
Okay, so we are in it with our craft, educational, fun gadgets. And today I went to... Five Below, one of our favorite
stores. I've heard of them.
And here is what I picked up. This is less educational, definitely more craft, but one of the things that have been taken over is slime. So this is an entire slime kit that has all of this stuff in it. It has four different slime that you can mix up. It has all these different powders that you can add, a whole station, stickers. Each of these have a different scent to them. So quite a lot inside of here. It is a little bit of DIY in terms of the setup. So I went ahead and through, the power of television, went ahead and set it all up. So here is a look at everything you get. You get tons of pieces. It took me a while to put this all together. I took a little time lapse of it. And it's still not all completed. So you can see here's some of the mix-ins that they gave you. Each one of these little packs can actually be dropped into these tubes. I decided to, the ones that look the messiest, I didn't actually fill into the tubes. You also get four different slime powders. So you got blueberry scented, pineapple scented, and I went ahead and added green apple and looks like strawberry. So those are actually over here inside the kit. Oh my gosh, look at those. Those are waiting for us to use. Comes with some stickers. I didn't add all of them, but this bottom one is a sticker. You can see some of the petals have stickers So it had a lot of pieces to the whole kit. You even got these straws, some stirrers, cups, lids. I mean, it just felt like it went on and on. There's even this weird little thing over here with a scooper. So we're going to make some slime. I did forget one of the steps. I need to add water into the water reservoir over here. By the way, it had so many pieces. It has extra pieces. These look like they attach somewhere, but they weren't in the instructions anywhere. Anyway, so I need to get some water so we can start making our slime, and I'll be right back. Okay, well, I was in the middle of adding the water, and it sprung a leak. As I add water down here, it just drips and drips and drips. Let me see if I can fix this. It is, if I just push it back in there. No, oh my gosh, it's still leaking.
Oh my God, it's coming out the
side. Okay, well, maybe you shouldn't put water in the water reservoir. We're causing a big mess here. I'll have to swap this out. Anyway, well, there's a water reservoir. It works about as good as it would expect. Let me actually get some paper towels, clean this up. Okay, so after that disaster, I have two cups. They're filled halfway with water per the instructions. Now, the instructions say to use this little scooper to scoop the slime in, and you're supposed to like massage the slime. I did it really well on the green. I didn't do it so great on the pink. So I assume just one scoopful goes in there. We're gonna try to do the pink on this other side. And then there's a lot of mixing. It has 2 minutes of mixing and then a minute to let it sit before we can add anything else. They give you a little stirrer. So I'm gonna be here mixing up my slime for at least 2 minutes. And we'll be back. Okay, so we have made our slime. Just to let you know the process, you add it in, stir for 2 minutes, wait for 3 minutes, and then you're given this slime. And it is ooey and gooey. Not quite the same slime that you like play with and like, you know, pick up and could like accidentally drop on your keyboard. If you drop this stuff on your keyboard, I think I'd be very upset by that. But we can add some stuff to it, which is what I want to try. By the way, they give you this little thing to also stir everything in, but I decided not to use that. Okay, so let's head over to our little station. I'm gonna choose the Rainbow Gems. You'll notice that each sticker actually has a different name for what's above them, which is kind of cool. So when they did the custom stickers, they did it for each of the things that they added. Let me hold down the back here, and then, it's kind of working. Oh, and now it's stuck. Give me some more gems. Okay, well, that one didn't really work. Okay, so let's try the rainbow confetti balls. Oh, my gosh. Come on. Oh. Gimme. Okay, well, that didn't work out so great. Their little dispenser needs a little bit more reworking, but whatever. So we got a little mix-ins. Whoa. We can mix it all in to our crazy, crazy slime. Yeah, that didn't work out so great with the little dispenser. I was really excited about that. They also give you a little straw, so I guess you could like make your slime look crazier. I also wanted to experiment a bit, so instead of just putting in one scoop of the powder, I put in two to see if it would become even slimier. And not really. It's not really that much slime.
No,
honestly.
Wow.
It was the same amount of water, but two scoops of the slime. So looks like whatever slime technology they used is about the same. So there you go. That is the scented. Oh, it's scented. I forgot. The scented slime bar. So we have to see. Does it smell like green apples? No, it does not. That just smells like slime. Let's see. Does this smell like strawberry? No. Okay, let's try the double one. No. Oh my gosh, I got slime on my nose. That's probably... Anyway, I'll get it off later. I don't have a paper towel nearby. That is the scented slime bar. One thing I forgot to mention, it did come with little gloves. I kind of mentioned that the slime stuff packets, you should use gloves for those. 3 and up, or ages 6 and up, and they say like 3 and up, like, or 3 and under, like don't even get near it. So there you go. The scented slime bar from Five Below ended up costing $6. Okay, dokey. There we go.
You know, I guess they do 6 and up, so it everything looks edible. I
I know. This is why you got to be old enough to like not eat it.
Yeah, when the thing says strawberry on it and apple on it.
I know. I know. Also, they have this like image of like you grabbing it, and like you can't even really do that with this slime. So they kind of like mischaracterized the slime thing. But you can see all these pieces. I mean, it really did feel like a ton of stuff when I opened the box. It was like, oh my gosh, so many
things. Yeah, I expected it to be at least 10 bucks.
Yeah. And so just putting it together was honestly fun, an activity in itself. You know, you have to wait around for the slime to generate. So I think that it's a really good $6 activity to do for with kids or you know, old enough to not just eat it. I think it was. I was really shocked by how many pieces were included and kind of how much fun I ended up having. It's definitely very temporary. None of it really even locks together all that great. Like even this top like slime. Like if I was, I don't know. It's just not that great. Definitely keep that in mind. But there you go. The scented slime bar from Five Below. And then I'll tease next week. I'm trying to commit because Sims and Rachel mentioned in the original Patreon that they were really into the wobbles. And I bought some in the first week at Walmart. And at Five Below, they had a little knockoff version. Look at this. It's a little hot dog. So it's a Itsy Bitsy Knit Kit. So this is all about how to kind of crochet. So next week, my hope is to check these two kits out and actually try to crochet. But I'm going to have to set aside some time to learn them.
Next week, it'll be Friday.
Oh, my gosh. It will? Wait a second. We're done? Oh, you're
right. Next Thursday is Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about our schedule change. Does that mean that I need to put out a Patreon poll? Wait a second. I think it does.
No.
It'll just be on Friday. I don't know. We're breaking the rules here. Wait a second. Next week's show will be on Friday. Wait, is that the start of the new month? I can't even.
Well, today's 20.
No, it'll
so
be 20.
So next.
Eight.
It'll be 28. That's the last one of the month.
Okay, good. We're sneaking in. We are just sneaking in with this month's theme. Oh my gosh, I'm getting nervous. Do I need to look at this?
Oh no, you're fine.
No, we're good. Oh yeah. The month goes until the 30th. Oh, the month goes until the 30th. We're in November. I don't know my, seriously, I am, you know, how old? 36, and I still don't remember how many days are in each month. It's like a shock to me every time. So there you go. So we're all good for next week. So there you go. You have a little a hint of what's to come. With that, let's jump into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
All right, our email is from Andy Egizi, E-G-I-Z-I. He has Giz in his name. what I'll do is we'll watch the video first, because often what I read in the letter is what they say in the video. So we'll watch the video, and then I can fill in whatever he leaves out of his video.
Perfect.
It's all about flashlights.
We love flashlights.
So I'm very excited to see this.
Perfect.
Hi, Dick and Chad. I saw your recent mention of flashlights, and I love little flashlights, so I wanted to share a few that I've gotten.
Whoa.
I like Wubin, the brand. You can find these on Amazon, although I bought both of the flashlights I'm going to show you as a Kickstarter. They each have a lockout function so that you cannot turn it on by mistake, but once you turn it here, the flashlight works, and if you open it all the way up, you get the charging port.
Oh.
What I like about them, they're relatively easy to use. So if I touch the button, I get a light, and I have a little spin wheel here where I can go up and down. This particular G5 goes up to 400 lumens, which is more than enough. I basically carry this in my bag in case I run into trouble in the world and I need to find my keys that I dropped on the ground. It's also waterproof, which is kind of nice. I think it's IP68 waterproof. Another thing that it does once it's on, if I hold it down, those lights turn into color LEDs, which I can also
use. Oh, my goodness.
It does have a magnetic bottom. And if you're out in the world and you have trouble, you can turn on this so that cars can see you. Last thing that's kind of nice, I think it has this clip, which stays out of the way when you don't need it, but it folds out. And let's say you put this on your shirt pocket or something like that. This folds down.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Or if you put it on the brim of your ball cap, it's facing downward. So I love this one. It's a great one. But if you need a slightly larger one for the house, you can get the Wubin X4. It has basically the same function. So it has this sliding wheel. And if I go all the way forward, you get the charging port. Has a magnetic bottom, which I don't know if I mentioned. The last one has a magnetic bottom, but this one does as well. This one, if I go all the way forward and turn it on, I get a moonlight mode, it's called. I think the moonlight mode can last up to 285 hours on this battery charge.
Wow.
If I bring it down a little bit further, I get your flashlight. And again, it has a wheel so I can go brighter. This one goes up to 1500 lumens. It's pretty bright. And if I go down to the very bottom one, I get side lights. And these are kind of hard to see, but these are, I think they're 100 lumens. So they're basically casting a light if you need, like, if you're in a tent or lights go out in your house and you just want some ambient light, but you can go through all the colors there. If you like this sort of thing, you can play police officer. So it's got a tactical button, which is kind of nice. This is going to be bright. I apologize. But if I click here, oops, I have to turn it on. If I click here, it automatically goes to the brightest light. And again, warning for strobe. If you double click, you get a strobe really quickly. So really nice flashlights. If you're super interested, you can go on Kickstarter right now. They have the Wubin X1 Pro, which goes up to 13,000 lumens. So go ahead and look at that video.
Holy cow.
Bright. It has a cooling fan to keep it from working. My wife, Mary, and I love the show. We watch every week. Thanks.
That's incredible. That's amazing.
Wow. Well, you know, Andy is in chat. So, Andy, we didn't get prices. If you could tell us.
We've been here. Let's look at it up.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. See what the Kickstarter price is. That, the 1,500 lumens, that's got to be up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Here it is on Kickstarter. The Wubin X1 Pro.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, got to scroll.
Oh
Early
my
bird
God.
Is 120.
Oh
it's
my
about,
God.
It's about what I expected, honestly.
Yeah, I figured it'd be at least 100.
Yeah, yeah. It's normally 150. Yeah, normally 150. Now that's that really crazy one. Here, let's go back to Wubin's website. This is the one.
Oh, yeah, those. Oh,
$20? $20? That's worth it.
That's nice.
That's incredibly worth it. I loved every feature that he showed off.
Yeah,
I loved
the clip, the light that you can flip from forward to side.
Yeah. The feature of the green and red flashes to, like, get people to notice your car.
That is really cool stuff.
Yeah. Man, they went like full tilt on their photos. They just decided to just upload every photo they ever had of every every light. They just decided to keep going. They were like, listen, we could upload 100 photos or 5 photos. Let's just go for 100 photos.
That's very funny.
Man. That is really cool. That is another brand I had not heard of. Wubin.
No, he had sent one other photo, and I'll read the part of the letter that's not in his video. Hey, Dick and Chad, you guys talked about an Olight flashlight recently. They're great lights, but my 96-year-old mother, I bought the Oclip. It's perfect because she wants it to be as simple as possible. It has one button, only to turn it on and off. And he sent a photo of what that looks like. Oh, there you go. So some people, I can see a need for this because I hate it with the flashlights that do seven things, and you have to go through all seven in order to shut it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I like it. I like this one. It's a little clip. It seems like to be a good runner's light, too.
Yeah.
I like it.
And that one's $22.50. Yeah.
It's crazy that one is about the same price.
And someone in chat said, it looks like there's something called light flashlight people. There are. The Olight guy told me they have 200,000 followers on Facebook. People who are collecting flashlights.
I agree.
This company is great.
Yeah, I agree. The flashlights is such a funny thing because I totally feel like I'm part of that a little bit.
Me too.
I don't know why, but they've always had this fascinating... I just love them. Look at this crazy one. This one fits onto the back of your phone. Look at that.
Oh, my...
Wait a second. Is it a little tripod mount too?
Wait a minute. Is that to use as a flashlight or as a light for the camera?
So it looks like it's a flashlight, not for the camera, but it...
Not for the camera.
Yeah. I mean, you could. Why not?
Yeah.
But it attaches magnetically to the MagSafe ring on the back of iPhones. It's really cool. It's really neat. Yeah, this is a company I had not heard of. I think, I just remember as a kid going into the aisle with the flashlights and being excited and looking at, all of the crazy flashlights that you could buy. Yeah. I don't know why.
At CES when I walked the aisles. Oh, flashlights!
Exactly. I think it's something you touch, it's something that you hold. It's one of those devices and things that, when you grab it and need it, you use it, it's so useful, and you kind of imagine, walking around the forest, or, fixing a thing around my house, all the times you need a flashlight, and I don't know why. They're just fascinating to me. Very, very, very cool. And that was from Andy. That was neat. I like the gadget. Really love the gadget.
Excellent. So we're always looking for new videos. This video was super. A man who loves flashlights. Turns out a lot of us love flashlights. Make a little video, 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal landscape format. Okay. You can be in it if someone is going to shoot the video for you. All we need is to see the product and hear your voice. Andy's video is a perfect example of that. You'll show it on the show. We show 99% of everything we get. And I will autograph the current issue of Mad Magazine and send it on to Andy. And he has fame and no fortune coming his way from our chat room. But a lot of people appreciate it. Mail at gizwiz.tv. Put it up on YouTube. Send the URL to us. And the Mads go to people in the U.S. and Canada. And if you live elsewhere in the world, I'll autograph a 40-year-old Alfred E. Newman photo. Send you a high-res image to print out wherever else you are in the world. Mail at gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Our letter is from Ian Winkler, who says, I'm a longtime fan. I'm also a pediatrician. I enjoy the medical gadgets to entertain children. If you can distract a child when you examine them, they become more comfortable and they are easier to interact with. I've seen these type of gadgets in the past. I have characters hanging on my stethoscope. And he sent a couple of photos of what he does with some of his gadgets.
Aw.
Oh, I can see where that would relax a kid a lot.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what I'm looking at, but it's adorable.
I know. I think that's the stethoscope with characters hanging on it. And there's another...
This is that little ear
Oh, the ear thing.
Yeah,
yes.
That ear thing. And it's hidden inside of a little, I was going to call it a giraffe. What? Zebra.
Zebra.
Exactly. I wish I had elementary knowledge of my animals, but I don't.
And then the last thing looked like...
It's like a dinosaur, maybe? I don't know if that's a real living animal.
Yeah. Isn't that like the hammer that you use to check someone's knee reflex?
Yeah, I think it's a reflex. Yeah, the reflexes hammer.
Yeah. It looks like a little... Well, that's very cute. That's very cute. Ian Winkler, he says, thank you, guys. I love the show.
That's great.
Ian, thank you for your email. This is great. And thanks for being a fan.
Yeah, that's really great. I love any like specialty made item, and especially, you know, stuff are for kids, made for kids, especially, you know, medical serious stuff made for kids, and such specialty products. Really cool. Really cool, Ian. Yeah.
And I'll put the link in. This is a pediatrician who made characters like this for you to use with your baby at home. Okay.
Oh.
So that was what her line was. And I think we saw it at the Hilton at the new product show. I'll put a link in because they do a great job with those.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Very cool. Very cool. Well, thanks for sending that along. You can watch the show. Wait, that's it for the letter, right? We got... What do we do after the letter? Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for sending that in. A big thank you to our patrons at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting our show. If you like the show, please consider giving back over at patreon.com/gizwiz. That's our Patreon page. So if you want to support us, you can do so over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You can also head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon tab at the top of the website and a big old Patreon banner that'll take you to our Patreon page. Or if you don't want to give via Patreon, you can give via PayPal right there. There's a tiny little link there for PayPal. However you support our show, thank you, thank you, thank you. You can watch the show live just about every Thursday, except for next week on Thanksgiving, where we'll be recording on Friday. You head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv, to watch the live stream when we're live. That's at 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. Just head on over to our website and it will show you the live stream and the chat room so you can chat along with all of the fantastic folks in our community and talk about all the gadgets that we're talking about on the show. If you don't catch the show live, you can watch it after the fact on our website, gizwiz.tv, or on our YouTube page, or on Apple Podcasts. We're all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you're ever needing a link or a reminder back, gizwiz.biz is the place to go to find those gadgets. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is the game show online where you gotta guess this gadget. And this is obvious to me that this is a ceramic mouse. You know, they've made all sorts of crazy things out of, you know, earth materials. This is for those really earth conscious. If you need a mouse made out of some clay, there you go. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.